Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to the NXT 2.0 preview. I'm Adam Wilborn from What Culture, joined by the Dudley Boys of What Culture, Michael Amford, Michael Sidgwick, here to look ahead to tonight's episode of NXT 2.0. But before we get into it, if you're a fan of this sort of thing, make sure you subscribe to What Culture Wrestling on either iTunes, Spotify, wherever you get your podcast from, for daily wrestling podcasts where we not only review NXT 2.0, but also Money RL, SmackDown, AEW Dynamite, AEW Rampage, pay-per-views. We have interviews, roundtable discussions, and a round of the week complete with a bloody good quiz, of course, on Wrestle Culture. As I said, though, joined by Hamble and Cedric to look ahead to NXT 2.0 tonight, the go-home show ahead of next week's Halloween Havoc special. Hamble, have you been keeping up with the best wrestling show on television?
No, dear, that's wrong.
No, but then even if I was watching every week, I don't feel like I could keep up with NXT 2.0. That was how it felt in the ones I did get to see. Yeah, this feels, as we sit down to record this now, genuinely intimidating. You've told me that there's games, you know, we've done the sort of behind the scenes thing where I've at least try and prepare a few things for games. But in watching Raw, where for a review, I thought, oh, good, absolutely nothing has happened in the last few weeks. I can drop right back in and everything's exactly the same. I have absolutely no clue how to fully analyze the things we're about to preview here until I've seen it all for myself. It feels like the world could have changed 10 times over, and that would actually have been how NXT 2.0 would have meant for it to be.
I will say this, we are going to take the piss, and we do fill this preview with a lot of games because it's just the most random, all-over-the-place show with new gimmicks aplenty, which we'll delve into in a second. But I will say the main event of last week was actually the first genuinely good thing I think NXT 2.0 has done. It was Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Santos Escobar. Swerve defending that NXT North American Championship before, of course, he transitions onto the main roster. Hit Row being drafted to SmackDown. So he assumed, well, Santos wins the title off him. That wasn't the case. Santos lost, but only because when he had his pals from Legado del Fantasma come down and try and cause interference, who should run out and help them? Not members of Hit Row who had been kidnapped earlier on in the day, but in fact, Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams. And post-match, as Swerve was standing tall with Carmelo Hayes and Trick Williams, Carmelo Hayes lays out Swerve, cashes in that contract he got for winning the NXT Breakout Tournament, and becomes the new North American champion. Sidge, that was a genuinely great ending to NXT last week, I thought.
As far as cash-ins go, yes. Good match, good character development. I mean, it's a pointless exercise, but they've preserved the credibility of Swerve Scott and, by association, Hit Row before all credibility is lost on the main roster. Mm. That's like the main plot point, but I guess it doesn't really matter because, I mean, it does, you know, we've got a new North American champion.
Exactly.
Huge title change. Otherwise, it's just been absolutely hilarious. Like, the way I put it to Wilborn last week is the old four blokes in charge have clearly just got the social media intern and went, right, we need to be current with the kids. So what you need to do, intern, is find out what's connecting with the youth, and we need to shoehorn it into the television. So Lash Legend had her weekly lashing out segment, and she said that did everyone catch the WWE draft? everyone got so shaken up that no one knows where they're going anymore or something like that. And I heard that next week, they're going to call it WWE Squid Games. And like these planted fans in the corner.
I was about to say all the room of Madcap Mosses.
All of them are Madcap Moss. Do you know who Madcap Moss is?
He's with Baron Corbin, but I've not seen anything.
It's Riddick Moss and he's Madcap Moss. And Madcap Moss's shtick on SmackDown, so this is very NXT 2.0.
Yeah.
Madcap Moss is a guy who basically his bit is he tells the worst deliberately unfunny jokes imaginable.
I got jokes for you. I got two short ones and a long one. Joke.
this is Madcap Moss.
Jesus Christ.
I'll send you a link to Madcap Moss. Like, what was one of his jokes?
There was this chicken, right? It's chicken, been laying eggs all its life. And then all of a sudden, boom, one day wakes up, can't lay eggs. And real problem. This goes on for a while. Goes to see a therapist. He says, oh, see what your problem is. You're having a existential crisis.
God.
That's, Madcap Moss. They're talking about Squid Games for some reason.
Squid Game.
And can I give Hamflet the game? I've thought of two.
Do another game, yeah, more games.
Right, the pre-game for the games. So many games. So I thought of my two options now. The question now is, there was a new gimmick on NXT 2.0 last week, right? Yeah. And it's Grayson Waller's new gimmick. What I want to know from you, Hamflet, is Grayson Waller an adrenaline junkie? Or is he a Golden Gloves boxer?
Well, hang on. I'm going to bollocks this. Because I saw he was... It might not have been adrenaline junkie strictly, but I'm sure it was like, I like bungee jumping and stuff.
You're wrong with both.
It's both, yeah. He said he was an adrenaline junkie before he fought Roderick Strong when they introduced him.
Last week,
he came out and he was a Golden Gloves fighter.
He's a boxer now.
And do you remember...
And also, he's a top shagger as well.
Oh, yeah.
He's a top shagger because Cameron Grimes was trying to crack on to someone because, you know, he's looking for love. Do you know this? Heard about this?
I don't think so. No.
Cameron Grimes is looking for love now. He looked at the game of Grayson Waller and was like, how do you do that? And this is not an elaborate bit, I swear. Grayson Waller went, well, what you need to do, Cameron, is, you know, tidy your beard up, cut your hair, and get on one of these dating apps. You don't know if Cameron Grimes is going to invent a dating app. You swipe left and swipe left, you just get different versions of Cameron Grimes in different poses.
To the poon.
That was mine. It sounds like a Wilbur, but it was
all him.
So he's either going to get his hole through a traditional dating app a la Tinder to connect with the kids, or he's going to build his own. He's an app. He's a Silicon Valley billionaire.
I've got it. No, he's going to be, all of that. And he's going to be a gembler because he's going to be doffing his hat, isn't he? Hello, my lady. My lady.
Neckbeard.
He's going to be a Southern States gembler.
Just to keep him up to date.
You know, Vink?
Remember Vink?
Yeah, no, I know this.
I've told him.
You know about Duke Bloody Hansen, don't you?
Honestly, they're sort of, I can't tell you. I don't want to get too dark. I'm decked out in all the NHS PPE, watching, marvelling away as doctors do their amazing work. And I get a text from Sidgwick. How's things going? By the way, Tony D'Angelo wears a velour tracksuit and Vink plays poker now. God, I miss the wrestling so much.
But Sidge, it is the go-home show ahead of Halloween Havoc tonight.
One more thing.
Oh, go on.
Can you remember Tommaso Ciampa at Halloween Havoc last year?
He was the literal worst bit of it because it was a really good night. And then he was like, I hate all this good stuff.
He came out the other week on NXT 2.0 and was like, who's ready for Halloween Havoc, guys?
like Conrad at that Double or Nothing press conference. You guys ready for AEW?
So it's the go-home show ahead of Halloween Havoc tonight, Sidge. And they really pushed the boat out because we're going to find out whether the two people fighting for the world title can coexist in a very original storyline. It is going to be Tommaso Ciampa and Ron Breaker versus the grizzled young veterans tonight. How do you see this one playing out?
I see it playing out with Bron Breakker laying out Tommaso Ciampa and holding the title above his head. And Tommaso Ciampa, I was like, yeah, I respect that. I respect your ambition. It's going to be rubbish. Now, the match itself, it can't be bad because Tommaso Ciampa and, you know, Grizzled Young Veterans are class, vastly underrated tag team. And it's going to be the worst thing about NXT 2.0 Hamlet is that they actually kind of halfway know what they're doing in terms of getting the big lads and the green lugs and having them mix it up with the really great veteran professional wrestlers. So they are going to build to an absolutely awesome Bron Breakker hot tag.
Oh, and James Drake's going to fling himself all over the place, isn't he?
Yeah.
Oh.
So like, even if they don't coexist, Bron Breakker is going to like really steal the match and win it for his team, and Tommaso Ciampa's going to look like, yeah, bugger.
He might not lay him out. I can very much see, though, you like you say, him winning the match for his team and being passed the title by the referee, and he being the one to, he being the one to look at it and then go, this is yours for now. Sort of thing, basically.
Oh, Chucky's on this week as well.
Oh, yeah, Chucky was on last week, wasn't he?
What, child from their doll?
Yeah, he was moaning about too many ad breaks in WWE, I think.
Yeah, and he's going to be on this week. And everyone's going, oh, shouldn't Bron Breakker interact with Chucky? Won't it be funny? No, I want to be a star.
Uh-huh.
And not I get nostalgia. If you like nostalgia so much, boom up the network.
And also, why would you interact with him? No one from any, and no other member of the Breakker family can I remember ever interacting with Chucky. Wouldn't make any sense.
Well, there is that as well.
Bron should take his head off with a Breakker line. Have you heard that? It's a family clothesline. Surely they're going to do a Mega Powers handshake, and then just as Ciampa's about to walk away from the handshake, Breakker pulls him back.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be pretty cool, and we haven't seen something like that in a while. They also.
And the women's side of things, of course, it is going to be Raquel Gonzalez defending her title against Mandy Rose in a spin the wheel, make the deal match next Tuesday. Do you see any developments with this, Hamlet, in terms of, I mean, she's just come out for the last few weeks and said she's the baddest bitch in the game.
Yeah, yeah, she's got Dr. Britt Baker shtick.
A Toxic Attraction still the most dominant force in the NXT 2.0 universe?
Yes.
Because we can't look past that. Like,
you know that they got beat in the tag team title match before?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah, they're fighting for them again, aren't they? Yeah.
It was, if I'm not mistaken, it was the same show. Mandy came out and beat her up at the end of the night, having lost the tag title match earlier on in the night. It's like, we're not going to take any prisoners. Now. Like, earlier.
We're willing to take some prisoners.
From this moment on,
I hope we get to hear something more from Raquel Gonzalez, because she's been a bit of a bit part in this so far, really.
Her and most of the other people still hanging over from Triple H's Skull and Cross NXT. Like, Mandy Rose to win, isn't it? Like, could they not? Is this next week
it's
as well?
Nice. They're just hyping it.
Yeah.
There's nothing so on the big both, that I'm talking about.
They're both Halloween Havoc then, aren't they? So, like, you've got both these title matches where you've got this very 2.0 project versus a very Triple H era NXT champion. That just feels like you're going to strap those people on the same night, aren't you?
Mm. Yeah, exactly. In terms of matches advertised for tonight, though, Sidge, we've also got Odyssey Jones versus Andre Chase. You've been hearing some good things about Odyssey Jones recently.
Yes, but I don't think Andre Chase is the guy to relive those good things.
No.
By all accounts, Odyssey Jones and Roderick Strong had an absolute banger on 205 Live. I haven't seen the full match. I've seen various GIFs and clips, and Jesus Christ, Roderick Strong's bumping. Like Dolph Ziggler. Go away. Thank God, Roderick Strong made this guy look like a total and utter colossus. I don't expect this match to be anywhere near as good. You know, they built it up.
I love Andre Chase as a character. I really like Odyssey Jones as well, I should say. But I love this Andre Chase character now.
Yeah, this Andre Chase character is banter. And Odyssey Jones is just jumps the hell off this screen. This should be fun. If it doesn't outstay its welcome. It would go 18 minutes in the Capitol Wrestling Center. But that's the joy of it now. Mm. You probably don't have to watch much of it.
I'd really like this. I'd still remain clueless as to why Andre Chase would want to take so much punishment when he's already got a full-time job as a teacher. But that's up to him, I suppose.
He hasn't got tenure yet, so...
He's not got tenure. He's working for tenure. Odyssey Jones is legitimately terrific. And much like Bron Breakker, one of the... things that was always going to work about this NXT was like a half decent big guy. It was always going to be the thing. Like, they were always, you could trust. I've already forgotten from our Raw review, Austin Theory, that was it. Cedric made the point that you can always feel when the company are behind a character, and thus it allows you to invest slightly before they lose interest. They lose interest in everybody. They're all hate filled. But, right, this show, they're going to have interest in big guys, half decent big guys. And yeah, Odyssey Jones is another one where not only is he, does he sort of jump off the screen, but you can sense that they're going to stick with him for the long haul. So it's okay to be able to enjoy these matches in good faith.
Who do you think wins?
Odyssey Jones. Andre Chase is there to just eat pins as a comedic foil.
Yeah, Hamlet.
Yeah, Jones as well. There's no reason to have him, like, this is a mini feud, isn't it?
Hmm.
But there's no reason to have him lose this to a kind of new generation gimmick guy. Well, because Odyssey Jones isn't that, is he? Like, no. He's not this daft side hustle at the moment. He's a wrestler. So, like, he needs to win the mini feuds.
You say that. We've got a game coming your way very soon that may suggest that someone else could be introducing a new gimmick very soon.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. United Healthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Sid, I need your help with this next match, though, because we've got, I don't understand this, we've got a triple threat match ahead of a triple threat match for the women's tag titles, right? So we've got one member of the tag team champions, that's Io Shirai and Zoe Stark, one member of Toxic Attraction, that's Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, and one member of Indy Hartwell and Persia Perotta. They're going to be in a match tonight. We don't know who that's going to be. The winner of which gets to spin the wheel and make the deal for the triple threat tag team match for the women's tag champion tag team titles at Halloween Havoc. So what do they actually win if they win this match tonight?
It go on a wheel. It's so much fun, this. It is absolutely ridiculous. It's already a kind of a daft, very wrestling thing when we win this match, the winner gets to pick the stipulation for the next one or whatever. It's like, it's all very silly in wrestling and whatever. This is literally, I want to go on the wheel. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take bumps. I'm going to get like dropped on my head. I'm going to take forearms to the face. I'm going to have my limbs contorted. I'm going to stand terrified as like an inbound aerial attack threatens to like potentially compress my spine like an accordion, as I fall back first to the outside mats below that just barely protect the concrete on which my spine is getting rattled. And all of this exists because they don't even get a choice. They just get a go on the wheel. But you know what? I'd bloody love to spin the wheel and make the deal.
Yeah.
I can't deny that I would love to do that. So I can't, in good conscience, I mean, I can. It's an absolute load of total and utter that this is a thing. But at the same time, I bloody love to spin the wheel.
Plus, you could have some genuine, they're not going to, but you could have some genuine fun in Indy Hartwell winning the match, finding out and going to Johnny going, Johnny, I get to spin the wheel. And he's like, oh, don't talk to me about wheels.
I mean, I think he's going to AEW. So it's fine. Yeah. So he might not be in there anymore. But she's got the best noise. Remember, So when it's going down, she can do the accompanying noise. Like, this is so stupid.
And they could have like proper themed gimmicks of like, right, everyone in the match has to have a bin on their head. And you know, she's like, oh, come on, I'm not really open that one because I'm good at the hat sort of thing.
That's the thing, isn't it? It's that coal miner's glove anyway. Oh, I'll for the bin head triple threat for next year.
What do you think about how this adds to the lore of spin the wheel, make the deal?
I just, as soon as you were describing it, I had the exact same thoughts as Cedric. I was like, well, that's an in bollocks. And then I was like, yeah, well, I'd quite like a go. If I could, I would spin the wheel. I'm into it. So the thing is, if whoever wins gets the spin, and then they might, like, if that stipulation works for them, they'll be like, well, the wheel's on my side. Like, Gargano has done this far better than any of them are going to. Like, he did a Tornado DDT off the wheel last year to make friends with them. They haven't got, like, these four men despise all women. There's absolutely no way they've got anything as artful or as elegant as that in mind for a wheel payoff this year.
Yeah, I don't even know who wins this. Probably Zoe Stark wins it for a team. And then bloody messes it up with the wheel thing. And Io Shirai's like, the reason why I dislike you sort of thing. Because
Io Shirai will go, I don't like you, so I'm going to spin the wheel instead. And Zoe Stark can go, Io. That absolutely lamentable comedic timing.
On the wheel, there's a stipulation that like actually has to be friends if they win. Like the can coexist stipulation. All the team's like, oh God, what are we going to do?
Stipulation on the wheel. Break up the tag team. This absolutely sucks.
Right, I think that's everything covered, isn't it? We've got a match. We'll talk about that as part of our other games. But can we play our games now? Games, 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 games. Okay, let's start in the most obvious place to start. And that is the Tony D'Angelo Predictor. Tony D'Angelo back in action, in case you missed it. He was in action, obviously, in the first week in that tracksuit, as you mentioned. He was sensational. We were terrified it was going to be the end of our fun.
Ironically, Hamforth, right? Given his, shady operations, he wrestles like IRS.
Oh, no.
Who is a very legitimate mat-based grappler who knows how to cinch in a hole.
And what does he say every other move? Hey! Hey! What?
I like that very. That's like, so just an SCW match, but with a guy making those gestures every 6 seconds.
No, an IRS match. An IRS match. We'll go,
So we still don't actually know what his finish is called.
No, so we can play the game again. But different answers for fun.
Yeah. Any guesses, Hamflet? I suggested the schmuck driver, huh? But he's not. Well, I still think that shoulder tackle should be called. I'm walking here.
I'm wrestling here.
So I've got a finish name, but then it's also as a result my Tony D'Angelo word. Is that okay for the two?
Okay, yeah.
Is that okay? So, you know, like, we're getting the king crowned in Saudi. The name of the show is Crown Jewel. And what is he to the family? He's the kingpin.
Ah! King.
Hey,
that's very good.
And you know, he's an amateur based.
I'm pointing here.
And he's an amateur wrestler. So, like, an actual pinning combination could be his thing.
Yeah. That's really good, that.
I get boring with this game personally. I want to win it. So, Schmuck Driver, it's funny, but as I was saying at Wilborn, that's more like if a guy in PWG or Spring Break was doing a mafia based gimmick, that would be it. But it's too funny for this version of NXT. So, I want to win. So either, actually, not. I've left my friggin' notes downstairs. I had two attempts, right? Two things I was gonna do. So I think, you know, when a guy's getting a little bit, you know, when we're a little bit suspicious in terms of when a guy's, you know, he's a little bit late with a vig.
For the vigor.
A little bit late for the vigor. So you want to, you know, mess them up a little bit, just frighten them real nice. Let's make sure you know that if you get late with a vig again, he's going to be sleeping with the fishes. This little tactic is called a shakedown.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
Shakedown.
What? These are really good this
Remember,
week.
We've got the word as well after this.
Oh, yeah. What was my word last week? I can't remember what my word was. I like Vig as a word this week. Hey, you get the Vig? Huh? I want to be...
Hey, where's Vig? He plays poker now.
I'm going to go with... I know I've used this before, but I'm going to go with... You didn't see none. Huh? Which is his hit. He's going to hit the hidden blade, basically.
Yes. For my void.
For your void? What are you saying for your void?
For my void. Well, last week, he was going to appear on Lashing Out with Lash Legend.
Yes.
Okay. There was scheduling conflicts.
Oh, Tony, we can't find time for you, huh? I say, what'd you say?
So there was an inept producer who had not scheduled him as a guest on a show that went 25 seconds and had a Squid Games reference, and there was no guest. Like in this universe, like at least Ms. TV goes on for like 8 minutes. You can theoretically buy into it as a show. Like, Lashing Out with Lash Legend just is 25 seconds long, and there's no guests, and she just says a topical reference, which we'll get to, by the way. I think that Tony D'Angelo still is a little bit pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Pissed off that he wasn't on Lash Legend. So I think he's going to try and go on it this week. And I think the reason why he wants to go on the show is he's taking a little bit of a fancy to that Lash Legend.
Okay.
And he wants her to be his Guma. Guma.
I think he's going to say, I think you're right. He's going to say, I'm not happy about this disrespect. It's being directed my goddamn way, huh? I am the big cheese around here. He's going to say big cheese, and he's going to have a physical piece of cheese because people are goddamn stupid. Hey, this is Tony D'Angelo. I can gorgon go wherever I goddamn want, huh? Go screw yourselves, huh? What are you saying? What's your weight, man?
He's got the same weight as the same one.
Oh, yeah, sorry. He's kingpin, isn't
it? I'm stuck on cheese. He's entering Brie mode.
do you want to play another game?
We've got two more.
Two more. Games. Let's go for the new game I'm calling the Zeitgeist Heist. It's where you have to get a topical reference in, like Squid Game. Hamlet. What do you reckon they're going to drop a reference to this week?
Right, I can't lie. Even if I wasn't sort of out there, off the grid a little bit the last couple of weeks, I'm 36. I haven't a clue what's topical anymore. So I just looked at trending topics on Twitter just to see what people were talking about. And I've come up with, it's Lash Legend, is that her name?
Yes.
Somebody's going to insult somebody else, and she's going to say, whoa, that was colder than an Xbox fridge. That's trending because it's a real fucking thing.
Is it?
What's an Xbox fridge?
It's an Xbox fridge. That's what that is.
That fridge to keep your Xbox in, or a fridge designed by Microsoft Xbox?
It's a beer fridge designed by Xbox. Kids go, basically, they've rebadged a mini fridge, you fools, but young'uns are going nuts for it.
What? What's wrong with them?
I don't know. God.
Your kids need it. You know what they need? They need something to make from goddamn Xbox grass, so people can go out and goddamn touch it, huh?
Well,
again, oh, hello.
Again, I want to win, right? So I'm trying to apply, like, actual logic to this.
Mm-hmm.
We know that this is a Vince McMahon, Bruce Pritchard production these days. Therefore, the show will be written as we speak. Breaking news 1 hour ago at the time of recording this podcast.
Very smart, this.
Kanye West has been successful in legally changing his name simply to Ye. It's just Ye now.
Okay.
So it's just Ye. It's just Ye. So I think Lash Legend will make reference to this topical news story, and she will say, you know, I'm going to change my name to just La. Just like Kanye West, much like Kanye West is now simply Ye.
Very good.
And then Vince McMahon will go, capital idea. Your name was too long, too many syllables for these goddamn idiots to grasp. So yeah, she's going to be live from next week.
That's very good. I also looked at what was popping on Twitter over the past 7 days. And I think it's going to be something red flag related. So I think she's going to shoot on that wannabe superhero guy and say, eh, your boyfriend can't win any matches. I don't know why she's Tony D'Angelo as well.
Your boyfriend's 12 years old. It's a red flag.
Oh, also, Cora Jade's a skateboarder who can't ride a skateboard. That's a really good new gimmick she's got. She comes out on a skateboard, but she rides it the same way that Chris Jericho rode Darby Allin's skateboard. So,
like the Johnny Ace thing, right? Just running, holding it rather than actually skating.
Yeah, she literally pushed, came out, stood on it, pushed it. It went about 3 yards. Then she picked it up and ran around ringside like, yeah, who likes skateboarding?
Yeah, like that makes us cringe, but I'm going to watch it as soon as we finished.
Absolutely.
That's their crack still.
Yes, for the time being.
Yeah, they are romantic to this day.
Keep your chin up, you're still my superhero, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. But yes, I'm going to say that either Lash Legend or someone or something, because they just crowbar it in any way they can, that's got to be a red flag for me sort of thing, because that was all the patter on Twitter last week, wasn't it? Finally, Michael Hanfler, what's your thing? What is the new gimmick that is going to launch tonight?
Right, I have actually got one for you. I think tonight we are getting NXT 2.0's first ever wrestler come Twitch streamer. So This week we see them actually live streaming NXT 2.0 for the first time as it happened.
Allowed on Twitch.
Well, obviously not through Twitch, it's through WWE's own brand of that. They're on touts. They can only give the takes in 15 seconds at a time, but they're buying their gear with donations, and then they come to the ring with a web camera and they're getting battered by whoever it is, like Bron Breakker or something, is just chucking them all over the ring. But then you'll hear like a ding and they'll get a new subscriber, so they'll be getting smashed all over and they'll have to thank the new subscriber every time they get a new donation or something like that. Thank you very much for the donation. Yeah, we really appreciate that. And we'll call him Sean Click, because it's Shawn Michaels and he was in the Click and also you Click.
I like
gamer.
Gamer. Video games.
What's your thing, Sid?
Well, I've messed it up, man. I was going to, again, I want to win.
You want to win?
I don't want banter or fun. I want to win. So I'm thinking, it's Halloween Havoc season coming up. Dakota Kai's the Undertaker now, by the way.
Yeah, I forgot about it. Dakota Kai was digging a grave last week. It was a mystery voice, but it was like, I'm a bloody can't bet, you bastards.
And it was like, you're gonna poo. It was like a very, very grave digger thing, and someone's coming back to take what's hers, and it's Dakota Kai, and it's a very Kiwi voice.
I've been out in the bloody desert. It was 120 degrees, don't you bloody know?
Bad news, Raquel. I don't sleep.
So I was going to say, that along similar lines, and a classic throwback to, oh my God, does he know about Chan Shaw?
Oh, maybe he doesn't.
Dan Shaw went 50-50.
Yeah, the Dragon Lady got pinned in about 5 minutes.
By, I can't remember who. No. Indy Hartwell?
Yeah, it was Indy. Yeah.
Indy Hartwell. Because
she went in.
Yeah, Dragon Lady.
Because Bo was busy and doing something to her in a cupboard. And he went, get out, or whatever. And then she went, after the bloody freakier stuff. I mean, Dickster.
On a honeymoon.
On a bloody honeymoon.
And I'm sacking his cack. Because, like, you know how there was... Did you see the bit of Gargano in the honeymoon suite when he was behind?
That's the last thing I saw. I'm remembering wanking in wardrobe jokes. So we could close out 50 Johnnies or something.
Yeah, so at least then there was an innuendo. They're having a pillow fight. Oh, man, hit me harder. And Johnny Gargano's going, there's some freaky stuff going on here. But it turns out they was having a pillow fight and there's something going on ponderous. The week after, they were backstage. They completely abandoned the pretense of doing double entendres. And what's her name?
Persia Perotta
was talking about Indy Hartwell. And, like, they didn't do anything like, oh, you had some kielbasa for breakfast. How big was it? 7, 8, 9.5. They didn't do that, which would have been consistent with how they're doing things. basically they were just in the goddamn alley, in the goddamn locker room, down the corridor, going, how big is he then? 7, 8? And then Indy Hartwell goes, no, 9.5. Dexter Lumis in NXT canon, NXT 2.0 canon, has a 9.5-inch cock. I don't know where I was.
What's your thing?
Oh, yeah, so what's the thing? So, yeah, along the lines of this Dakota Kai Undertaker character, I was going to say, well, right, okay, Halloween Havoc. What if they have a Halloween Phantom, right?
Yeah.
A la Rick Rude. Then I'm thinking, this won't be some lovingly nostalgic, like, really detailed, like, deep-cut Easter eggs for, like, nerds like us to really, like, love. So, because it's Triple H, he's always hated, and it's Vince McMahon now, he's always hated Halloween Havoc in WCW by proxy, so there will not be a Halloween Phantom. There will be... I was going to say race car driver, but obviously they've done that with Bob Holly. Like, they've already done this and it failed. That's so why are they doing it again?
Good bit of LTST though.
So they will have a Silicon Valley billionaire tech.
Ooh.
Billionaire, technological billionaire from Silicon Valley.
Yeah.
Who can develop in collaboration with Cameron Grimes a new dating app.
And
they'll have a feud.
Whenever they're not there, because, you know, there's far too many characters to get on TV. Whenever they're not there that week, they can say, oh, you know, Gary isn't here this week because...
Gary?
Because he's gone into space with William Shatner again or some bollocks.
That's your cultural reference.
And then Cameron Grimes, you go, I was meant to go to the moon.
Yeah. I'm sticking with my character from last week, by the way. I think they're going to do this. I think Danny Burch is going to be an evil chef. He's going to come out. I might even suggest that, you know how they, like, even if sometimes they might have something at work, it has to be a square peg in a round hole. So they're going to be like, Danny, evil chef. And you're like, brilliant. You've got Gordon Ramsay, this classic British stereotype, comes out effing and jeffing, and maybe he can be a face or a heel or whatever. And he can just, you know, like Andre Chase, just start swearing all over the place. And they go, no, you're from Hell's Kitchen. So you need to speak with an American accent now. So I think they're going to do that.
They'll hold a grudge from against them for 5 years.
Yes.
Being unable to speak in a New York accent when they've already got Tony D'Angelo. On the
but still, place. Regardless of whatever happens, Danny Burch, Michael Hamflet, he's going to wear a chef's hat. Underneath it, he's going to keep a rolling pin that he uses
on his heed.
Cheap to a chicken badger. And his finisher is, I'm not sure if I mentioned this last week, but regardless, it's going to be called Brown Bread. I'll hit you with some brown bread, and that's what you are now, you bloody plonker.
I think you're really onto something with Danny Burch. Like, I have seen a lot of people are sharing the menu prices at Salt Bay's restaurant. Have you seen that?
How have they not made reference to that, by the way?
Yeah.
So, like, why doesn't Danny Burch obviously throw the salt, like Salt Bay, in people's eyes?
Yes.
Because as well, do you remember somebody gift him running at the War Games cage and said it was like he was running heels because he was so delicate in his movements? But this guy that's hard as nails, he was like sort of tiptoeing in. So I think he'd have like the dexterity for those like Salt Bay throws. The wrestlers would never see it coming.
I'm still annoyed that Edge never used grit in his feud with Randy Orton. So yeah, I'll take it here, to be perfectly honest.
Too much banter for Edge.
Ooh, I've got a vein sticking out of my forehead. Line up, Adam. Come on. Anyway, what we're doing now? Yeah, let us know your thoughts ahead of NXT Dubai. Oh, tonight on Twitter at WhatCultureWWE. Well, they can follow all three of us. You can follow Michael Hamflet at
Michael Hamflet.
Follow Michael Sidgwick at
M Sidgwick. Huh?
Follow us all. Follow me at Adam Wilborn. Follow us all at WhatCultureWWE. And make sure you subscribe to WhatCulture Wrestling, wherever you get your podcast from. For daily wrestling podcast, the Raw review is already available right now. And tomorrow you will get our review, and it's always a good laugh, of NXT 2.0. This has been the preview, though. My thanks to the Dally Boys. Thank you for joining us. And we will see you soon.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince.
I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.